Thelma Dow is a 32-year-old graduate of Four Para 3 who delivered uneventfully earlier today. She's awaiting a postpartum tubal ligation. She had a normal pregnancy, labor, and vaginal delivery utilizing a continuous lumbar epidural anesthesia technique. She's content with her four children and wants no more. Prior to labor, she was counseled about contraceptive options. A postpartum tubal ligation is an excellent method of contraception with a little less than a 1% failure rate. It's permanent and considered irreversible. Once performed, it's free to maintain and will last a lifetime. It's a relatively simple surgical procedure that can make use of the epidural anesthetic that's already in place during labor and delivery. There are some drawbacks to postpartum tubal ligation. The main problem is that it's normally performed within the first 24 hours following delivery. There are uncommon but serious problems with the newborn that may not be apparent at the time the tubal ligation is done. In the event of such a development, the woman may regret having terminated her future childbearing capacity. Although this is an elective procedure, it is performed shortly after delivery and significant blood loss, not the optimal timing for an elective procedure. On the plus side, the woman is already in the hospital recovering from childbirth, and a postpartum tubal ligation usually doesn't prolong her hospital stay. It's a simple, brief procedure, and for anesthesia, she can use the epidural already in place if she has one. There are alternatives, of course. An IUD can provide comparable contraception, albeit reversible, without the surgical and anesthetic risk. An Essure procedure can provide permanent sterilization in an office setting. A vasectomy can be performed on the male partner in an office setting with fewer risks of serious complication. These are all in addition to commonly used contraceptive techniques such as birth control pills. All of that said, postpartum tubal ligation is still an excellent choice in the right patient. I'll use a classical Pomeroy technique for her tubal ligation. I'll start with a small subumbilical incision and carefully work my way into the abdomen. Then, using my index and middle finger, I'll feel for the fallopian tube on one side and bring it up out of the incision. I'll grab the tube atraumatically with a Babcock clamp and elevate the tube out of the abdominal incision. Then I'll use another Babcock clamp to walk my way down the fallopian tube all the way to the fimbriated end. This is important because other structures in the abdomen can have the feel and gross appearance of the fallopian tube, such as the round ligament, but none of them have a fimbriated end other than the fallopian tube. Having visually identified the fallopian tube's fimbriated end, then I'll move my Babcock clamp back to the center of the tube and lift it up. I'll throw a single O-plane ligature around this loop of tube, tie it, and cut out the isolated loop of tube, sending it to the pathologist to confirm that I've severed the tube. Then I'll do the same thing on the other fallopian tube, close the abdomen, and complete the surgery. The reason for using a single O-plane ligature is that this material dissolves rather quickly within the abdomen, allowing the cut ends of the fallopian tube to fall away from each other, creating a significant spatial separation. If you use longer-lasting suture or permanent suture, you run the risk of scarring setting in that could keep the cut ends of the tube close together, facilitating recanalization, the very thing you don't want to happen with a tubal ligation.